Hi, everyone. So today I'm going to be talking about a population health data platform that we're implementing for our Rural Community Transformation Grant in California. First, I have no personal financial relationships to disclose, and the conclusions of this report are not necessarily reflective of the Centers for Disease Control. I am a Public Health Prevention Service Fellow with the CDC, currently assigned to the Public Health Institute in Oakland, California. An outline of my presentation for today, I'm first going to be discussing the CDC Community Transformation Grant, giving you some context and background of where this platform is being implemented. Then I will describe the Public Health Data Solutions platform that we have at Public Health Institute. And I'm going to show you some screenshots of the features. I'm going to try and see if I can get the internet working so I can even give you a live demo, but that'll be a stay tuned situation. First, can you raise your hand if you've heard of the Community Transformation Grants, please? Okay, fantastic. So the Community Transformation Grants were created out of the Affordable Care Act, and it's about $103 million initially awarded to 36 states from HHS. And 20% of those funds were intended to go towards rural sites within the country. And this is part of the prevention fund with the Affordable Care Act to really address the high burden of chronic disease and the need for place-based initiatives to address prevention within the community context. The three big goals of the Community Transformation Grant are to maximize health impact through prevention, to advance health equity and reduce disparities, and to expand the evidence base for environmental systems and infrastructural change. And the core belief underlying the Community Transformation Grant program is that communities themselves have the power to shape their own health and well-being. In California, we have a number of grants from the Community Transformation Grants throughout the state. If you look at the blue counties, there are 12 of them, and those are the 12 rural counties within California that receive direct funding from the Public Health Institute for our Community Transformation Grant. So those rural counties have populations of under 500,000. But actually, we are responsible for 42 counties within California. So for all of the rural counties in California, we just give direct funding to 12, but we're responsible for 42. So that's a pretty broad geographic scope throughout the state. There's also large CDC or CTG grantees in California. So for example, Los Angeles County, San Francisco, Sacramento, they have their own separate CTG funding, but we're doing work to try and integrate all of the strategies and work throughout the state together. So at the Public Health Institute, our grant, Community Transformation Grant, is called CA for Health, Healthy Places, Healthier Lives. And this represents the 12 directly funded counties that we're working with. And there are main strategic directions for all Community Transformation Grants throughout the country, but there are different approaches that each grant is taking towards addressing those strategic directions. So one of the main strategic directions is tobacco-free living. In California, with CA for Health, we're looking at implementing smoke-free policies within multi-unit housing complexes. For Healthy Eating, Active Living, we're doing a lot of work around reducing consumption and access to sugar-sweetened beverages. Clinical and Community Preventative Services, we're implementing chronic disease self-management programs throughout the state. And then for Healthy and Safe Physical Environments, safe routes to school programs, so making it easier for kids to walk, bike, and skate to and from school. So talking about Public Health Data Solutions, this is an online collaborative management system for our partners to be able to stay connected, share and store their program materials, and visualize their data. So there really are three main pieces to it, and because we are geographically so dispersed throughout the state, it's important that we have an online platform for us to stay connected and share our information, but also to make sure that we're looking at the same data and that the data is accessible and available to our counties, particularly the rural counties that may not have an epidemiologist, and often they do not have an epidemiologist at their health department. So it's important to make the data easily available and meaningful for when they need to do program monitoring and evaluation, make reports for community stakeholders or policymakers, and have that data at their fingertips but also to use towards communication strategies as well. Most of our rural counties are in really pretty politically conservative environments where communications around social determinants of health needs to take a different angle and a different form for their context. So starting with communications and content management, let me see if I can get the online demo to work, and if not, I'll show you the screenshots instead. So it's a password-protected system for the grantees throughout the state. And there are pieces of the platform that are going to be open publicly to other users, but there are pieces that are going to be proprietary and will require a login. So what you're looking at first is the homepage, and this is our main interface for internal communications as a program. This top part is how folks navigate throughout the site. So I mentioned our four strategic directions that we're working on, and I'll show you in a second the home pages that we have for some of those strategic directions. We also have home pages for our 12 counties, so these blue counties throughout the state of California that we're working with, and they also have their own pages. There's a slider for us to be able to share important information. A lot of times we email out materials and logos and updated information, and those emails get lost in the vast expanse of our inboxes. So this is a one-stop shop place for all of our program participants to be able to come and get information, but also useful and interesting new tools and resources. So for example, who here has seen The Weight of the Nation from HBO, that documentary? So we really wanted to make sure that the folks working on this program that really is connected to obesity prevention had links to make sure they knew where they could watch that online for free, infographics around obesity. So that's where we demonstrate up-to-date important information. Also, communications, again, telling the story of what we're doing with this grant is incredibly important. So we have county highlights and an opportunity to rotate through our counties and show what they're doing so that others throughout the state can see what their coworkers in other counties are doing and learn from each other. So for example, here in Shasta County, they're doing a youth engagement program. And if you click on the county highlight, that's here on the homepage, it's going to take you to their Shasta County homepage. So folks from the other counties can come see what's happening in Shasta. They can open tools and resources that Shasta has been working on and might want to share. This is actually some media, an article from the recent International Walk to School Day, and some press that Shasta got around their work for that event. Going back to the homepage, there's also important announcements. There's this event called APHA that I think is coming up that we want people to know about. And also a program calendar. Again, it's hard to keep track of what's going on, and we have site visits and phone calls and webinars, so this is a centralized spot for that. We also have an archived resources page. We produce a lot of webinars for our grantees, and e-newsletters and different tools and resources, so this is a way for folks to be able to easily access what's been going on and also be able to search for important tools that they might need. So there's easy ways to search throughout the site for those. And then showing you one of the strategic direction home pages. The top half of these pages are going to end up being public facing. We're still in beta. We're still exploring the visuals of each page. But this is the healthy and safe physical environment home page for our Safe Routes to School programs throughout the state. We have our strategy and objectives. It's really important for all of our program partners to think in a global sense of what we're trying to accomplish as a program overall. We have our contact information from our leads at the California State Department of Health. And then here are resources that our leads from the State Department of Health want to share with the county. So it's a simple place to be able to come and download resources, but also the counties themselves can share with each other. So each county has what's similar to a SharePoint, what we call a workspace. They have their own private place to share or work on documents, and they can actually pick which of those tools and documents they want to share publicly. And if it's related to this strategic direction, it will get posted onto not only the county's homepage, but also on the strategic direction homepage as well. So I actually just presented this update of the system to all our partners who are here at APHA yesterday, and showed this as an example. This is a walkability assessment that happened in one of our counties, and it's a fantastic report they just put out. And the other counties now can come download, look at this tool, see what's going on in that community, and really learn from it and start a dialogue with each other about the work that they're doing around healthy and safe physical environments. So the third piece of the system is the data piece. And this is just a fantastic resource for our counties to have. We operate under the ethic that data should be public data should be publicly available and free and easy to use for our counties. And a lot of times epidemiologists and folks working in health departments spend a lot of time going to the census website and going to a whole bunch of different data sources in order to get the data that they need. And this is a tool that puts it all in one place, and they can produce an easy data report with all the statistics that they might need, so they actually spend more of their time working on other elements of the program instead of having to get all the data together. I think our internet's maybe acting up. So I'm going to show you a screenshot instead, unfortunately. So what you can do with this tool is you can pick your county that you'd want to get the data for, or you can do an aggregate of multiple counties. Here I've picked all the 12 counties that are funded for our CA for Health program. Pick the data that we want to look at. So here we've got a lot of demographic population data, some health data as well. You click submit, and literally about 10 seconds later, you have a full report in a Word document that you can cut and change the text and insert and delete, and it's available to the counties to be able to use for any reporting needs that they may have. And it's very important for us, for our evaluation activities, to have this data in one place. The other piece is the data mapping tool. This GIS tool has been customized for our grant, so it has California-specific data sources. So it's the best data that we have for our grant, and it's also organized by our strategic directions. So instead of drowning in all this different data that you could be looking at, it's very focused and it's very aligned with what we're trying to achieve for our program objectives. This first map that you look at here is population density in California, and I actually think it's really important to look at this first because it shows you that we are a very rural state. You can see the dark red areas in the Bay Area and in Southern California, but most of the state is fairly rural, and that's the communities that we're working with to achieve community transformation. You can add different data layers. Like I said, it's organized by our strategic directions, and we can pick and choose what data is available. So here we're actually looking at soda expenditures by household. And you can see in the Central Valley in California with that dark red area that we have a really high propensity of folks who are spending a lot of their grocery dollars on soda. And that's really important for our monitoring and evaluation and also our communications activities. You can add the county boundaries, you can add streets, you can even add congressional districts. So you can see Congressional District 21, where that dark red area is in the Central Valley, is a topic or is an area of interest. These are our obesity rates. Folks can click on a particular county, and you can see what pops up is the specific statistics that they might need for their county and how it compares with the state as a whole. We have the confidence intervals in there and are very careful to make sure folks know when data is unreliable in terms of a really, really unstable estimate, and that they might want to be careful in terms of reporting. And we do all sorts of training around that. And you can add point level data as well. So we've added schools, we've added multi-unit housing complexes to help with our tobacco, smoke-free multi-unit housing strategic direction, and farmers markets, all of that data that we can overlay. And you can get to a pretty granular level as well. So here's down to the town, really, of Visalia, California. This is the Retail Food Environment Index, which is an index from CDC. So the blue areas are areas where there's easier access to healthy food, whereas the red blocks are census tracts where there's less access. And again, this is to demonstrate the granularity that you can achieve with this data, getting down to the streets, and you can even do queries for the data. So here, for example, I've queried all the schools where over 70 in which over 75% of students are eligible for free and reduced price lunch. So it really helps you to look at poverty by school and get that data in a table format. So that's the end. I wish I could have shown you guys the online demo, but you got a good taste for it. And let me know if you have any questions. Thank you.